Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
That our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
This episode's guest, Edie Patterson.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell. We'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. I'm Bert Mia Payday.
And I am Joan Pedestrian.
And we are your hosts for this look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls.
Oh, that is right. That is right. I like how you did that.
Thank you. You looked shocked for a second, and I thought, am I doing the wrong thing?
Well, it was like I was on the edge of my seat. I thought, oh, what's going to happen? You know?
But Joan, you do know what's going to happen.
I know. I like that you always come up with a different way to sort of welcome us back to the podcast.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to keep it fresh for the listeners. And, you're walking that fine line between we have people that faithful listeners.
That's
and
right.
And people listening for the first time.
That's right. Yeah. First time listener. Right. That's the whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
No, I mean, usually it's first time listener, a long time listener, first time caller.
Long time
right?
listener, first time caller.
Someday we should do one where we can get calls in. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
I would
Doug,
adore
could you
that.
Figure out how to do that?
To get calls on a podcast?
Yeah.
Ooh,
like
what a we tone. Did,
well, he's in the crawl space.
Is that? Oh, is that
yes,
where he is?
He's in the crawl space above the bonus room.
Ooh, that's.
And. And, yeah.
There's no phone up here.
Well, my boys used to hide up there all the time. And I. Wait, what'd you say?
Why did you feel it was necessary to point out there was no phone in the crawl space?
Well, you're trying to get phone calls.
No. Oh,
no, we're not.
I see what's happening.
We didn't mean
Maybe
right
there's
now.
There's not enough air up there. Doug, are you okay?
Yeah. Can I ask Joe, why the crawl space? That seems like a curious choice of places to be.
Because my boys used to hide up there, and they used to make, scary sounds, and scare me and sort of make me feel like the house was haunted. There was this whole thing for a very long time.
This was Matt and Jom.
Yeah, that's correct. And they would be up there and like, doing these crazy sounds, and I didn't know what was going on.
What was the, what, can you give me?
Right. Well, what I'm saying is the acoustics in that crawl space end up being amazing because they really weren't being that very loud,
You know, as a matter of fact, I think it's maybe we're getting a little, I don't know what the technical term is, not feedback exactly, but a little bleed, a little sound bleed.
Is that the technical term?
Of Doug through the vent.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Did you ever see that movie Crawl Space?
I thought you were going to say Vent. And I was going to say, no, I haven't seen the movie Vent. Well, no. But I haven't seen the movie Crawl Space either.
Oh, it's
either.
Terrifying. It is a cheap horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a guy who runs a motel and only lets hot ladies in the rooms. And then he crawls through the crawl spaces and he spies on them.
What a scoundrel.
Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And my boys knew that I knew that movie because I told them it scared me. And they did it on purpose. I think that's why they did. I think that's where they got the idea.
In the movie Crawl Space. face, does the motel manager, does he ever go?
He doesn't. He just kills the women.
So he spies on him for a while.
It's much worse.
He spies on him for a while and he says, I gotta kill him.
Yeah, and there's a really weird part at the end where he like puts on women's makeup. It's very, very creepy. Not that there's anything wrong with a man putting on women's creepy, but if you're putting it up in the context of about to kill them, then I think you can say it's creepy. Right?
I think any behavior is fair game. When you kill people, yeah. I mean, if you collected baseball cards, I'd say, he's looking at his baseball card collection, then he goes kills those women.
That's not really something that anyone could argue, right? I think that's a good statement. That's a clear statement.
Yeah, once you cross the line and become a murderer,
right.
All of your behavior, everything you're doing is suspect. Creepy.
That's right.
And creepy.
I agree. So that's why he's in the crawl space. Is it not good?
So the reason is because the boys used to hide in there and scare you.
No, because I learned how good the acoustics were. And as we're trying to find a good sound for him.
Yes.
Because that's what we've been trying to do. That's why we're moving them all over the place. But I don't know.
Is the goal for the sound to be better for Doug?
Well, that, and it's just where the equipment, it seems like wherever the equipment is too, that seems to affect how it is. I don't know. Sure. I guess I'm new to this, so.
As am I.
You know?
As am I.
I have speakers set up and then I mic the speakers.
Why?
So it does, that's how you record, I think.
I don't know.
No. You mean
again,
like,
I'm new to this. I don't
you mean
know.
Like when you'd have that old
That's why I need a good
hold
space.
It up to the radio to make your own.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's much more advanced.
Is that how you've been doing
that? Have you been doing it that way this whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But these are nice. These are nice Bose speakers.
Right, but this might have been the problem all along. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to have
to get into
that.
That's why I need a good space to record.
Right. And you thought crawl space is probably
it. Sounds warm in here.
It sounds. Is it warm? Is it also warm?
It's extremely
warm?
Hot.
Okay. Are you okay?
I think I'm okay.
I'll tell you
I'm
what. Okay. His Don't mosquito worry. Bites are only just now going away from when we had him outside on the porch just a few weeks ago.
He started to look like himself again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was pretty swollen.
Yeah. Now, you know, now it looks like he's wearing a Halloween mask of his own face.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Joan. The yes. bonus room, it still remains unfurnished, right? You will never furnish that room.
Well, ever since the boys set fire to the pool table, no, we have not put anything back in there. Oh, God. Because honestly, I was like, why bother? It was such a nightmare.
What was it? They said they were playing some specific game when they set the pool table on fire.
They were trying to do their own Water World show. Yes. And they set up a whole entire model on top of the table, mm-hmm. right? It's like the Universal Stunt Show, right? We took them out to L.A. We did the whole thing. We did Absolutely. The Disney. We did the Universal. The thing that stuck with them was the damn Water World show.
I'm with them on that one. As far as I'm concerned, you could have just skipped Disney.
Oh, come
and
on
and gone
now,
twice
Burns.
To the Water World.
Skip Disney? What's wrong with
look,
you
Disney,
inside? Is
Disney's
the child
fine.
Inside of you dead?
No, I've been to Disney, and I consider myself very childlike. But when I saw that Water World show, boy, oh, boy, they really put on a show.
They sure do. Look,
better
and
than the
boys,
movie.
The boys were, well, I mean, almost anything is, right? But the boys were, they were transfixed and
yes.
they just wanted to recreate it.
Yes.
So, you know, they got out their He-Mans and they got out their G.I. Joes and they got out all their guys and they built this, it was pretty incredible. They built a whole, you know, model and it was Certainly. Amazing.
Deacon, the Mariner. Had,
that's right.
The Smokers.
Yes. Right.
Helen.
I think that, I can't remember who they made play Kevin Costner. I think he was a Ken doll that was missing a leg that was
sense.
July a piece that she had gotten very mad at me once and she threw it across the room and his leg flew off and he's one-legged Ken and I think that they just
the leg went missing
we cannot find it we just can't find it I'm gonna find it someday it's gonna be terrifying or one of the dogs is gonna find it
are you you feel that you're gonna be it's gonna startle you when you find this doll leg
I think it might be disturbing just a disembodied doll leg it's kind of scary well you know what I don't know what your nightmares are Burnt but that's one of mine
fair enough we each have our own nightmares. And we can't dream each other's nightmares. We each must dream our own nightmares.
That's profound.
Well, I didn't
I
mean
feel
it
like
to
I need to unpack that, Bert. I can't even get into that right now. But yes, they started this design. But you know, there's a couple explosions here and there.
Of course,
in the Water World
you're
show.
Telling me.
Yeah. Well, that was the part that they were most excited about. Mm. And I mean, let's just say they used a little bit too much. Lighter fluid, and before I know it, the alarm's going off, and I'm down in the kitchen, and I'm thinking, I burned something? Oh, is that... Can you hear me? I think something, I just messed up something. Okay, here we go.
Did you knock out your headphone plug?
Yeah. Doug, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I'm wearing these clip-on earrings because I have infections in my earlobes. And
what happened?
I don't even know why I'm wearing them with the headphones because this is very painful. I should have taken them off.
It does seem like, and it's too late now, but.
Yeah, let's not, it's not worth doing it right
now. What caused the infections, Joan? I'm so sorry. And do you need anything? Why wouldn't you come to me?
Thank you, I know. Well, I was going to.
For the listeners, I work at the pharmacy.
He works at the pharmacy. It wasn't you. It was Jonathan, and I don't like dealing with him. It was not your shift. I did go down there.
Jonathan.
And you know what he told me? He just said put Bactine on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not right.
Look, Jonathan,
Did he even make that anymore?
Jonathan is a legacy hire. And his grandfather worked at the CVS, was the first pharmacist at that CVS.
I get it.
He used to be the pharmacist at the CVS. Before this branch was open, he was the pharmacist at the CVS on Chester A. Arthur Boulevard. And
so much pharmacy history.
So much. More than people would be surprised. Pharmistry.
Thanks. Anyway, go on.
So Jonathan is... He's not particularly interested in pharmacological work, and I don't know if I should be saying this on the podcast. His bedside manner leaves something to be desired.
Oh no, I agree with that.
And he really does think Bactine is some sort of
universal
drug, a miracle cure.
When I showed him, he went ew. I mean, don't do that.
You mustn't.
Don't do that.
Oh, Joan,
that's what I appreciate about you. Can I take a moment to just raise up Bernd and just say what a wonderful bedside manner he is? And when you go to him, he will help you. He will listen. He's patient. And he never makes you feel like you look like a freak or bad.
That's nice of you to say. That's not, I'm not fishing. I just, I wish Jonathan would not.
Well, you didn't have to fish. This fish is coming right to you with a compliment. Okay. Well. So just take it. All right. Just reel it in. All right?
Well, all right.
Put it in a bucket for later when you're feeling bad. Okay? Well, did I go too far with that metaphor? Okay, maybe.
I mean, I can't wait too long.
I think it was I'm trying brand new dryer sheets. And I honestly think that because I sleep on both sides throughout the night.
Yes.
And I just think that
you're a side-to-side sleeper.
I'm a side-to-side sleeper. Everyone knows. Doug knows that.
Everyone
he's a stomach
knows.
Sleeper.
Yes.
And so
notorious
we're very
sleeper.
Backwards.
Face right on the – no pillow.
He puts his – that's right.
Face right down on the mattress.
Yeah, he doesn't like a pillow or anything.
Yeah.
He just – right, Doug? You just literally – that's all – have you been just like that since a kid?
Stomach and face.
Stomach and face. He's all stomach and face. So anyways – I mean, not physically. My goodness.
Well, that would
he's
be –
more than – yeah.
No, he's got a torso.
No, I know the very first time I used those, I woke up in the morning and my earlobes were just on fire and swollen. And the pierced ear holes, they just closed right up. And they were crusty. I'm sorry. This is pretty probably gross.
That's all right. Not to me. I mean, look, I've seen worse.
Well.
Let me ask you this.
That's fair.
Are these dryer sheets scented?
They are.
Are they
Mrs.
Myers?
I've been really. Yes.
Are they Bluebell?
What? It's like you're reading my mind. Have you heard?
Get
is this
rid
a thing?
Of those. I've seen
What's
this.
What's going on? Is there a
can't
recall?
Tell
there should be a
you.
Recall.
We call it Bluebell ear. I can't tell
this
you.
This is like the new romaine lettuce.
I've seen so many cases of Bluebell ear, and it's terrible.
Bluebell ear?
Get rid of those dryer sheets. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. Well, I have Bluebell ear.
You have Bluebell ear. Get rid of those dryer sheets.
And I got to keep the earrings on because, you know, as a realtor, you got to have all the pieces together. You know
sure.
what I mean?
But I was showing a house. Yes.
I just forgot. I was showing a house earlier today for a couple, and I had to clip them on, and I just didn't think. I popped the headphones on, and now it's hurting. And to be honest, I just don't want to stop. So.
Fair enough.
We'll just do it afterwards.
Yeah, well, hey. As Bill O'Reilly said, we'll do it afterwards. All right. We should get to
what we're really here to do.
Yes.
But everybody, listen at home. If you have Bluebell dryer sheets from Mrs. Myers, throw them out. That's
throw
a good
them out.
PSA. Okay.
Very few people are immune.
And Jonathan, get your shit together. Be a better pharmacist. Come on.
Well,
I'm just going to say it. I'm going to call him out. I'm not afraid. What
I'll
is he going to at
well,
me? Is
you,
that what
you,
they call
you,
it?
It's easier
he can
for
at
you.
Me all he wants. Guess what? He was. This is feedback that he needs.
Jonathan, you're canceled.
That's right. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, yeah. That's what July P would say. You're canceled, Mom. Boy, I hear that every other day.
All right. Here is a post from the NeighborHap neighborhood application that we all have in our phones and laptops and tablets. And this is interesting because these came right after each other.
Oh,
these are two posts that came right after each other.
Okay.
And I want to see if there's a connection.
Oh.
Brenda writes, noise. That's the subject line.
Oh.
Does anyone else hear this outrageously noise party thumping music? 3 question marks. It's been going on, Dice, 8 p.m. I think she means since. And it is now just after midnight, Friday night, / Saturday morning. Incredible noise, 2 exclamation points. That sounds like she likes it.
Well, I can see how that'd be confusing.
Now, right after that, at roughly the same time, someone named M, E-M, subject line, loud boom. Did anyone hear like a loud resounding boom around 10:30 p.m. tonight? Scared the crap off my cats. Couldn't tell what it was. Sorry. Scared the crap out off my cats.
That couldn't crap tell off what it my was. Cats is a very funny image. I don't even know what that means.
And helpful. Do you think that these two are related? Because they're coming at the same time.
She was hearing noise from a party, the first person, it sounded like.
She said.
A noise party. What's a noise party?
Noise party thumping music.
Noise party thumping music.
Yes.
That's.
She also called it incredible noise.
Is that a new type of music? Like dubstep, noise party thumping?
Noise party thumping music. Is that a new
thing? Guys, kids, let us know.
Maybe incredible noise is its own genre.
It could be.
But
that's what I think all the music sounds like now.
Do you think that's either one person is hearing a loud boom and it sounds to them like music, or one person is hearing music that sounds to them like a loud boom?
I feel like it's, I don't know how one person can hear a constant sound and then one person could just hear one.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is I want to triangulate the positions. I want to know where, how far away they are from each other.
Brenda is writing from, it looks like the areas around Pine and, I'm looking at the little, there's a little geotag, Pine and Grover Cleveland Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Well, that does have a lot of houses with younger people in them.
Emma's writing from Pine and Millard Fillmore Boulevard.
Oh, well,
so they're
okay.
A block away.
That's not far at all.
So it's got to be, there's an overlap
there. So they were
hearing
the same thing, but they were hearing it so differently.
One hearing it as a resounding boom. The other hearing it as noise party thumping music.
Noise party thumping music. That's a mystery, but I think they're connected. I think they're connected, but maybe one of them's hard of hearing. Maybe one of them's lucky and they only heard the one boom.
Do you think the one...
What's the time difference between the two?
1 minute.
Oh, well, they're the same, Burns.
They have to be the same. And I feel... Here's what I think. And the person who's hearing the music, Brenda, this could be dementia.
Oh, dear.
It could be she was having a stroke.
This is dark. This could be a dark way to go.
It could be there's a gas leak in her home. She hears this boom and it turns into
Brenda,
this music.
Brenda, if you're listening to this, let us know you're okay.
I never thought of these things. I hope she posts again.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's a theory.
So you worried one is actual noise and another is a stroke?
It's a theory. The other person hearing the loud boom, maybe, I don't know, maybe the SWAT team was called on the loud party and that was the loud boom.
They always get the SWAT team. Dignity Falls SWAT team, it goes right away. That's what they're used for.
Also,
parties, always.
Kids, please stop
doing this.
They don't
mess around. They go straight to the SWAT team. They don't send the police. They go straight to the, and they send out a bomb squad.
They took a battering ram to my door.
Oh, I remember that.
And they had the wrong floor.
And they knocked down your door.
They knocked down my door.
And half the wall.
And I'm sitting there eating my ramen. And I said, may I help you? Understatement of the year.
No kidding.
And they said, we need you to turn your music down. And I said, well, you could have knocked. And also, I'm not playing any music.
Well, what? Who complained?
You know I have to eat in silence.
I know you
Well,
do.
I don't know who
you
complained. Like they had the wrong floor.
Oh, boy.
It was upstairs.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't have just called first. Or
why
wouldn't your neighbor just
call?
Come down
why
and knock the on the door and say, could you just turn it down?
No, but
before
it wasn't me, the SWAT team.
Oh, right.
No one was ever called on me.
You know, the SWAT team really is, I mean, I got to say, they're a little bit too ambitious. They get really carried away quickly. I guess we're safe, but yikes.
Are we, though? We're not safe from them. I think they spent so much money on that battering ram that they're trying to justify the cost.
They were very excited about it. I remember when they got that.
They took out an ad.
They did. I remember the picture. I know. They were all posing with it like it was a dead shark.
Well, we have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
When we return.
I need to take these earrings off.
Yes, you do need to take those earrings because there's a little seepage I can see.
Oh, God. Is there?
It's not,
no.
Yes. I didn't want to Better that you hear it from me.
I just dry cleaned this dress. Okay, well, I got to shake it off.
And when we return, we will have our guest right here in the studio on The Neighborhood Listen. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How's this been? And this is for $25. It's Silman's Complete Endgame Course Chess Strategy Book. I'm asking $25 or best offer. The condition is like new /excellent/ very good. I guess pick whichever one sounds best to you. It's the Stress Chess Strategy Book by International Master Jeremy Silman, and it's perfect for chess enthusiasts. It's a helpful tool for people who want to improve chess playing skills or critical thinking or strategy skills. It's an enjoyable read. And like with all my books, no highlights, no missing, torn, or wet pages. I mean, these pages are like the Sahara Desert. I'm willing to lower price if price is reasonable. Let's go over reasonable prices. If I say $25 and you say $20, that's within the realm of reason. If I say $25 and you say, why don't you give it to me for free and paint my yard, I'm going to be like, no, that's unreasonable. So if you want to learn chess, or if you want to get better at chess, or if you just want to read about chess, get this book for $25 OBO or best offer. Ben.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Neighborhood Listen. And you should know the earrings are off and I have got some cotton balls that are absolutely taking care of them because Brent just told me a little Vaseline. And I'll tell you what, Brent, this is already working and yes, making me feel so much better.
And rewash your latest load of laundry and do not
please
use
do.
The Blue
do
Bell
not use
dryer
those
sheets.
Dryer sheets. Man, and they're supposed to be so, you know, homeopathic.
I know. Mrs. Myers, this is a rare misstep.
Oh, Mrs. Myers. Yeah, more like Mrs. No, couldn't do
it. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say Miss Step, but then I realized she's Mrs. Myers, not Miss Myers. That would have worked better.
Mrs. Step.
I'm still working on my wordplay. You know, it's a thing.
Miss Step Myers.
Oh, Miss Step Myers. Bert, you did it. Good job. Okay, so we have a really interesting gal in here right now.
She's fascinating.
She's fascinating, and I've never, first of all, I think she wins the award for longest post I've ever seen.
This is certainly the longest we've had on the show.
Definitely the longest post we've had on the show.
Yes.
Yes. Settle in, get comfortable, get yourself a pillow that has not been washed with Mrs. Meyer's Bluebell dryer sheets, and just listen to this because the theme is pillows. And isn't that kind of funny, Bernd, that a pillow is what caused me trouble, and this gal's all about pillows.
That's exactly right.
This is so interesting.
Okay, serendipity.
Well, this is a theme.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity. So this is a theme. this comes from Calix, and she says, I am grateful for pillows. We all have our idiosyncrasies, I more than most. One is that I am fond of an abundance of pillows in my bedroom. The nightstand on my side of the marital bed, now I haven't heard that in a long time, is stacked with pillows, four or five with three more against the wall on my side of the bed. I'll leave it to the armchair psychoanalyst to figure out why I take comfort in so many pillows at my disposal. Last night, all but one ended up in the service of arranging my nocturnal nest. But usually, it's only four, or maybe five in total, wind up on the bed itself at night. In the morning, all of the superfluous pillows go back to the nightstand when I make the bed after my best beloved leaves the house for the safety of their quote-unquote day gig. I have a lot of questions about just that one sentence.
Absolutely.
So I hope we get some time on that sentence. It's astounding to live in a place and time when a non-royal, a true peon such as myself, can indulge in such extravagance without seeming overindulgent. Even at minimum wage, one can acquire a pillow, even a pair of pillows, carefully shopped, with only an investment of a single hour's worth of income. I want to know what she does for a living.
I do, too.
And where is she getting all these pillows?
And what are the prices of the pillows?
There's so many questions. In less than a day of work at such wages, I could easily replenish my sleeping stock.
Now, okay.
There's still more, Bernd. I'm not done yet.
Is she buying the pillows every day?
I know. Hang on to those questions. I hope you're writing them down.
I am.
It's highly unlikely that anyone reading this who desires a pillow remains wanting for one. When the vast majority of humanity throughout history struggled to keep a roof above to prevent rain and snow and walls to prevent the elements and animals from distracting from their sleep, still going this sentence, that I can willfully feed my desire for comfort with an abundance of pillows on my nightstand is truly something for which I should realistically be grateful. So, everybody, we were able to get in touch with Calix, and she is very pleasantly agreed to come and discuss this post with us. Please welcome Calix.
Calix,
hello.
Thank you for joining
us. Thanks for every week.
Calix, you really love pillows.
I love pillows. I love to create a safe and comfortable, pleasurable place in my marital bed.
You certainly do. Now, you say marital bed, you're married.
Yes.
Okay, and could you tell us a little bit about your husband?
Your partner.
Who
very
is your partner?
Very interested in hearing about this
Very
person.
Interested.
My partner is my husband, you guessed correctly.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Prizes for the lady.
Are you saying ding, ding, ding?
Ding, ding, ding.
Prizes for the lady.
Prizes for the lady.
Because I won a prize guessing correctly. I get it.
It did sound like dig, dig, dig.
It sounded like dig, 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 and I thought that might have been his name.
Well, I do sometimes also say dig, dig, dig when I'm making my pleasurable nest for my sleep.
Oh, sure.
Well, your nocturnal nest, as you called it.
My nocturnal nest.
Yes.
I pretend I'm a big cat, and I dig, dig, dig until I get the exact right hole for my...
Oh, do you make biscuits like the cats do?
Well, I don't enjoy that phrase.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's offensive to cats and people who like to dig, dig, dig.
Oh, you're talking about when they need something with their paws and claws. Yes.
It's a sign of trust, is from what I understand.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's funny because I do that to Doug all the time.
Is that so?
Yeah, we got a good relationship, I guess, then.
Well, I wonder if it's as good as mine.
Well, now that's what I wanted to ask. I'm just going to cut right to it, Bernd, because I am on fire with curiosity.
Yes.
So,
who is he?
So, I wanted to know, first of all, what you meant by the safety of his day gig and why you put day gig in quotes and what it is that he does every day.
Well, I'm pretty proficient at jokes, and I joke with him about the safety of his day gig. As he leaves, I joke and say, oh, are you going off to the place where you feel safe? Because it's a joke that he doesn't feel safe in our home.
And you're sure it's a joke?
It's a joke, and we laugh and we kiss.
And why would you even have to make that joke? Do you think the pillows creep him out?
Well, I don't think so. He prefers one very flat pillow on his side, but I don't think he minds my nest of my nocturnal nest, because every now and then I wake up in the middle of the night and he's wedged himself in.
Are you?
Oh, I see. So he sort of finds his way into the nocturnal nest?
Yes. Oh. He says it happens against his will while he's asleep, but I think
he gets
half
sucked
and half.
In.
He gets sucked into the nocturnal nest, and I think he enjoys it.
It's almost like you create a little planet with its own gravity with all of your pillows.
Oh, it's funny you say that. I've been doing a little research on this, and I think a properly made nocturnal nest does exactly that. It pulls in what it's supposed to pull in, and it attracts.
Is there a lot of research about this kind of thing?
More than you would think.
Well, okay.
Certainly, that's true. Let me ask you, why did you put the phrase day gig in quotation
yes,
marks?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, because sometimes he goes through it at night. And it's mostly during the day, but every now and then it's at night. So I like to joke and say he's going to his day gig.
And what
even though it's mostly during the day.
It's mostly during the day, but every now and then every other Saturday he goes at night. He walks the perimeter of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, like at night, a security guard making sure that no one's, nothing shady's going
yes,
on.
Yes, but he's not allowed to have any sort of weapon, a taser or a fake gun or anything.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
Well, he's just supposed to say, hey, you're not supposed to be back here. So there is an actual security guard at BB&B.
And that's not him.
So he sounds like the lookout.
No, he is the perimeter walker.
The perimeter walker.
That's just what he does.
The PW. Right.
How long P-dubs. Does... How he must get a lot of steps in. How long does he walk all night?
He walks for about 7.5 hours.
Good gravy!
But now, he mostly does this during the day.
Yes, mostly during the day.
So when people are there. Oh, so how yes. does he... No, what's he really looking for?
He's looking for people
when
who
he
are,
says, hey, you shouldn't be here.
Right.
I thought he was talking to one person who snuck in at night. I forgot,
that's
Bert.
That's what
you're
I
right.
Assume.
Thank you for reminding me. These are shoppers.
These are shoppers.
So what's he looking for?
Well, he's looking for people who maybe went to the wrong door or people who are trying to smoke around a back corner.
Does that happen a lot?
Every now and then a fair amount.
Those are the two problems. Someone going
well,
through
well, also
the,
children who are trying to draw on the building with chalk.
Does that happen a lot?
That happens there.
So wait, he's outside of the building.
He's outside of the building. He gets
walking
very hot.
Around it.
Yes, he gets very warm and dehydrated.
Thank goodness.
I have to send him off with smart waters and Gatorades every day.
Is this the BBAB that's on Ulysses S. Grant Boulevard?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I think I've seen this guy.
Oh.
He's very handsome.
He actually
but
he's is very,
very.
He's very
but also,
handsome.
But sort of... you know, that sunburnt look or that sort of leathery skin. Yes. He's got very leathery skin.
Very
right?
leathery skin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the way that people used to consider handsome, a very leathery man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's very in the old school vein of handsome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like a Kirk Douglas.
Oh,
like,
oh,
a
Kirk,
like a
Douglas.
Darker Kirk Douglas.
Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster, Kirk yes. Douglas type, oh, but what? With harder skin.
E.G. Marshall.
Yes.
That's a deep cut from a long time ago, Bernd.
12 Angry Men?
I know, 12 Angry Men, that's right.
His hands are very, very pale, though, because he keeps them covered.
Oh, that's what he keeps covered. You think he'd wear a hat? Does he not wear a hat?
No hats.
Why?
Because he needs people to see his gaze. If he looks at someone and says, sense. Get up, what are you doing back here?
Right.
The part of his job is he has to connect with their gaze.
Yeah.
So it's mostly kids smoking.
Kids smoking.
What's the problem with someone coming out of a door?
Well, it might be the wrong door. Maybe they weren't supposed to exit there. They're going to have to take too many steps toward their car.
I see. So it's a courtesy thing.
It's a courtesy thing. It's also a security thing because not many people know this, but Bed Bath & Beyond has bits of gold hidden by their buildings.
What?
This
and they don't want anyone to find
this seems like
this
a crazy thing to announce
to
on this podcast.
Yes.
Good
we
Lord.
Meant, are we meant to know that?
I don't.
If you could
it sounds like it was a secret that she just let go.
If you could remove this part of the film strip later.
We will.
Well, it's not a film. Anyways, that's fine.
I don't think you need to explain.
No, it's all right.
We will edit this part out. Yes, certainly.
You're fine.
Yeah,
you're absolutely fine. So he's sort of like the opposite of a greeter.
He's the opposite of a greeter. He's a pusher aware.
I'm sorry, a what?
Well, a pusher away.
A pusher awayer.
Except with me.
Well, now I have a question. Is Bed Bath & Beyond where you're getting all these pillows? Do you get a great discount?
I get a great discount, and I get most of my pillows there.
That makes sense.
Not all, but
now,
most.
When you say Calix, and it's, by the way, it's C-A-L-I-X. It's not it's not a plural of Calix.
No, it's C-A-L-I-X.
Yes.
And the X is bold.
You say in less than a day of – the X is bold. Yes, yes, I see.
It's darker.
In less than a day of work at such wages, I could easily replenish my sleeping stock. Yes. Are you constantly overturning the pillows?
Yes. Many people don't do this, but it's not healthy to sleep on a pillow after a week and a half.
A week and a half.
I had not heard that.
I have not heard this.
Yes, it becomes full of mites and germs.
Well, but that's why you get, and you can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond. That's why you get the dust, the cover that keeps them out.
Well, mites are what do you call that when they don't heed that?
Tenacious?
Mites are tenacious.
You have tenacious mites?
Well, I suppose I do. You're not gonna pay me to stick around and find out.
Well, I wouldn't.
I don't think that situation will present itself.
What is your job that when you talk about, it sounds at first like maybe you're not making a lot, then it sounds like maybe you're making a whole lot by the hour.
I make a fair amount. I make more than minimum wage, but okay. I wanted to make the point that someone making minimum wage could still have a
pill. Fair enough.
Certainly made
so what is your job?
I cut horses' hair into beautiful designs for their shows.
Oh, for horse shows?
For the horse shows.
So, like, you give them, like, you just trim their manes and their tails.
Well, let's not oversimplify it, asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about the equestrian world. Please educate us.
All right. Well, I have four different types of high-end scissors. I go to the horse's place of residence.
Place, like a stable?
Yes, like a stable. I take my four high-end scissors and I spend about 5.5 hours with a built-in lunch break.
Five?
Wow!
That's a lot.
You're telling me.
I don't know a ton about horses.
All right, well, let's get into it.
How many designs are there that you could cut into?
I didn't know there were many different possibilities.
I thought you could braid the hair or not.
Is this like you're doing, like when people turn a shrubbery into an animal? Is this
exactly
the kind of stuff you're doing?
Have you ever seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Topiaries, have you heard of them?
Yes. Of course.
Yes. That's what I do with a horse's mane and tail.
Oh,
But correct me if I'm wrong, that the hair doesn't necessarily have the same consistency of a topiary.
No, I mean, right. Are you doing like a mousse?
It's like limp.
I put a ton of hairspray in it.
Okay.
I put a ton of hairspray in the horse's mane and in its tail, and then I cut shapes, including rabbits and gladiators, into the tails and mane.
Now, gladiators maybe I understand, but why rabbits?
Well, because a lot of people think it's cute to look at a horse and say, well, what is it?
Joan, I have a question for you. Uh-huh. Why do gladiators make sense?
I guess, full disclosure, I'm a Russell Crowe fan. Doug knows he's on my list
of
five.
Back,
he's on my bucket
list.
He's on my hall pass.
That's right. Before you die.
Listen, let's make it both.
List of five.
Sorry, Doug, you hear that?
Loud and clear.
I just desperately think it'd be so fun if, you know, we just had a dalliance once and he yelled, "Are you not entertained?" I mean, right? Don't you think that's what he yells? Probably in the moment.
I think so.
Oh, gosh. Anyways.
I used to enjoy following him on Twitter when he would talk about his workouts.
Oh, gosh, I never did that.
He would just post on there how many push-ups he'd done.
Oh, boy. What a man.
Then he promoted his band.
Yes. What is it? Something
30-odd
grunts.
30-odd foot of grunt.
30-odd foot of grunt. Couldn't remember anything but grunt.
Who else is on your list of five?
Well, we talked about this before. One of them is Tom Brokaw. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Timothy Olyphant from Justified. Oh,
yes.
Boy.
That's right. But not from Deadwood.
No, not that one.
No.
And I think Conan O'Brien.
Is that four?
Is there one more? Am I missing one?
Russell Crowe. Timothy Olyphant from Justified. Tom Brokaw. And Conan O'Brien.
One more. Oh, I think it was because it was if I could go back in time, it would be Laurence Olivier.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
Because, I mean, Laurence Olivier.
From Marathon Man.
Sure. I mean, many, many things. But most people know him from that. But anyhow, the point is, when I hear Gladiator, I think of Russell Crowe on a horse. And I just thought, oh, okay, well, that kind of makes sense.
That
especially
makes sense,
on
certainly.
A main, the gladiators rode
Absolutely.
Horses, you know. So
yes.
I just, that was an easier connection for me to make than the rabbit coming out of a horse's butt.
Well, because people like to say, like, what? Did we come here to see horses, or did we come to a rabbit show? And then they're having more fun than they thought they would.
Oh, Alan Rickman. Sorry, I forgot.
Yes, he's on mine as well.
I forgot. That yes. was the other one.
Yes.
I'm
now,
sorry,
you know,
Calix.
Mine are all fictional characters.
Oh, please tell.
The Dowager Countess from Downton Abbey.
Yes. Okay. So Maggie Smith, but not only if she's the Dowager Countess.
Yes, that's
okay.
exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Charlize Theron from Aeon Flux.
Uh-huh.
I love how specific you are. Like, you really aren't kidding.
Well, yeah.
So Charlize Theron shows up at your door normal. You're like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Wow.
Joan Crawford from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Well, God, at least you didn't say Betty Davis from that movie.
No, I think Joan Crawford.
By the way, that's what the crawlspace guy looks like at the end of the movie. Just like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jodie Foster from Nell.
Oh.
And finally, revenge-crazed killer, Sadie Adler from the video game Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, no, I don't know
those
that.
Are my hall
my boys play that, but okay. I don't know how you'll ever achieve those. But
well, I won't.
Okay.
But it's nice to think about.
Sure. Sure it is.
Hey, let me ask you, Calix.
Ask me anything.
There are zero replies to your post, but have you got any feedback in person from people in the neighborhood?
Yes, I've gotten a few knocks on the door. Of people wondering, can I see it? Can I look at all the pillows?
They want to see them.
Yes. And I've got one caveat. If you want to see it, you have to take a little nap and experience it.
Oh, And I can't imagine anyone said yes to that.
Well, I've had one taker.
And who was that?
It was a neighbor. Her name was Martha Clark.
Oh,
do you know her?
No, now that doesn't surprise me.
Martha Clark.
She'll try anything once.
Well, yes. And it got confusing because we had a rendezvous that I...
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Well, that's quite a nap.
Yes.
Do you want us to edit that out, or is it okay if
yes,
your husband
please
hears
cut
that
part of the film strip.
We will.
What is your husband's name again?
Shahor.
Shahor?
Shahor.
Shahor?
No, wait.
Shahor.
Spell it for us, please.
S-H-A-H-O-R.
Shahor.
Shower.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a picture there. So you pile the pillows up on the nightstand. How high up do they go? Do they reach the ceiling?
They go about 1 inch from the ceiling.
Mm.
And why do you put some against the wall? It sounds like they're never anywhere except for against the wall.
Well, I'm trying to recondo my place.
Mm.
You're picking pillows that give you joy.
Well, yes, and I'm trying to make it organized and minimal. So I'm not trying to take up a lot of floor or bed space with them when they're not in use.
Are you okay?
Or
do you
fine.
Need some water? Or it sounds like sometimes you're choking.
No, not choking.
Okay, I'm just concerned.
No, just happy.
Just happy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Bert.
Well, I was just going to say, we are running low on time.
I spend so much time.
I know. I wish this was a two-parter.
We shouldn't have talked about our pelvic.
We probably should have talked
about
our
We really took some time away
I
from
certainly
you,
should have brought up people that didn't exist.
Calix,
that was
what, Calix, who's on your hall pass? Let's include you in this game.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right?
Fair enough.
Well, we've got one crossover in Alan Rickman.
Oh, I love it.
Gene Wilder.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Tim Curry, but only from Rocky Horror.
Sure.
Oh, and that's kind of like you. That's a crossover. That's a fictional character.
He's number six on mine.
No, I just meant in terms of a fictional character, burnt and silly.
Laurie Metcalf.
In anything?
In real life.
Right.
And I guess Conan O'Brien.
Oh, two
I'm
crossovers.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. He's. I mean, look. That's. It's not a question of. Everyone's up for grabs.
Well,
you know,
I guess.
Can't claim him for my own.
But what if we're both? What if we're both at a cocktail party with him? Who's gonna get him?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Well
you never know. You say that now. But
I know. Maybe this podcast will blow up and people will. You know. we'll start meeting famous people. Maybe we'll go to a podcast festival.
Maybe we'll go to a podcast festival. Conan will hear this and won't he be flattered?
He sure will. Well, Calix, he'll love that.
Great.
Well, Calix, thank you so much for being with us. And we planned a little surprise for you.
Yes, that's right.
What is it?
We have a pillow for you.
Oh, my God.
It has our logo, the Neighborhood Listen, on there.
And we signed it.
We signed it.
Thank you. Is this a MyPillow?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
It's your pillow.
But it's the brand is my pillow.
Oh, I don't. Oh, that's right. That's
the religious man, he loves the pillow so much, and as much as he loves Jesus Christ,
yeah.
And he hugs the pillow to his bosom, and you can see his cross peeking out, his chest hair.
Yes, it's a wonderful pillow, even if you don't agree with his ideology. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's the least we could do, Calix. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Could I take a little nap here before I go?
That's up to you, Joan. It's your house.
Maybe just a quick one.
Great.
Okay.
See you in 2 hours.
Oh, that's quick for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm going to need a big spoon, one of your boys.
Oh, they're not here, honey. They're not here.
Okay. Well, we'll just wait till they're back.
Well, will we?
We'll sort this all out.
Okay,
and,
thanks.
And we'll be back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up? It's Wendy. I'm giving away 8 jars of Beech Nut baby food. My vet assured me the cats would love it, and they don't. I have beef, turkey, and chicken flavors. I don't have any babies. Please text or call me. Maybe I should just get regular cat food. Or maybe I should just get a new vet.
And welcome back to... welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. We just have time for one more post. Calix is... napping.
I tried to not have that not happen, but yeah. It was, as Bernd will attest, it was very tricky to persuade her out of the house without her sleeping. And we're just hoping that she doesn't wake up when we're recording. And as soon as we're done here, I'll have Doug crawl out of the space. And
that's probably best.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get her.
Of course, she wanted to wait for the one of the boys to return, so she could. She's put a big spoon them, but
they are at school.
They're at school,
the college.
So we reached a compromise where she took the one of the cushions from the couch.
She did,
and she's using that as a surrogate little spoon.
Yes, she put together a fake body for herself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Is one of the boys back?
Okay. No, honey.
You can go back to sleep.
You can just go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Alex, just go back to sleep.
All right.
I was just going to talk about this one post that I thought was very, kind of sad.
Mm.
So I'm just hoping that this guy is okay.
That happens sometimes.
We all know Game of Thrones just happened. Do you watch the show, Bernd?
I feel like the third season.
Oh, now what a strange choice. Why? What prompted that choice?
People have been talking about it, and so I thought I'd check it out. Couldn't make heads
or
tails of it.
Did you flip a coin, speaking of heads or tails?
No. People talked about it the first season. I was like, I got to check that out. Second season, that's right, that show, I got to check that out. Third season, I'm like, here we go.
So as it was playing out in real time, you watched the third season. You didn't have like all of the seasons. You just decided to pick it up in its third
That's
year.
Correct. That's correct.
You must have been very confused.
I was somewhat confused, and then I meant to watch more of it. And then I forgot.
Okay. Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Well,
I just forgot.
This is from Owen. And it says, full set of Game of Thrones whiskey, parentheses, minus Tyrell.
Hmm.
He says, I have the full set of unopened Game of Thrones whiskeys, except for the Tyrell. It includes 7 bottles. Cardu Gold Reserve, House Targaryen, the Kleinlish Reserve, House Tyrell, Dalwhinnie Winter's Frost, House Stark, Lagavulin 9-year-old, House Lannister, Oban Bay Reserve, Night's Watch, Royal. These are all, in case you're not familiar, named after characters or things in
Game of
Thrones.
These are actual, that's not true.
in the parentheses.
In the parentheses, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry.
No, the other ones are, I get
they're
it
actual,
burned.
They're
I get, a, listen.
Well, I didn't realize
I know
how much
well,
you knew
Doug
about.
Doug loves whiskey. I can't, I mean, he absolutely,
sure do.
He's been, yes.
Okay,
says,
Doug,
quiet, Alex.
Sorry.
Still sleeping. See how good those acoustics are? It's what I'm telling you.
It's a little too good.
He loves it. In fact, I know he wanted. In fact, I'm surprised that Doug hasn't picked this up yet because, like, he would probably be into all of these.
I don't know if he even, Doug, do you look at NeighborHap ever or?
Yeah,
excuse
you,
me, what?
It's a good question. Are you on the NeighborHap? Are you looking at it ever?
No, I don't have apps.
That's right.
I don't use any apps.
He has a flip phone still.
He still has that flip phone.
Yes. And I mean, he has an iPhone, but he just doesn't like to use it.
Mm.
He uses it every once in a while. And I just keep telling, I can't get him out of
He uses that. It every once in a while.
Yeah, I make him. I make him sit down and try to, I want to make sure all the phone numbers that he needs are in that thing. Because that's what I'm going to call. I'm not going to deal with that flip phone. I can't even believe it still works.
It seems like, okay.
Well, you still
well,
have
just,
it, right?
I just feel like if he's not using the phone, you'd want to call him on the flip phone. I understand you're trying to train him.
I'm trying to train him
to use the iPhone.
I'm always trying to train him. That's what's going on.
That's married life, right?
Oh,
from what I understand,
you're not wrong, Bernd. So, and the last one is Talskirt Select Reserve. See, that's the one that I know that Doug loves. That
House
one.
Greyjoy.
House Greyjoy. That's right.
And the final two, Royal Lochnagar. 12-year-old, that's House Baratheon, and Talisker Select Reserve, that is House Greyjoy. Now, some of those words are familiar to me, of course.
Because you kind of did watch the third season.
I did watch the third season of Game of Thrones.
I just am sad because this is a lot of whiskey to buy for one person, and then was he hoping to have a party and no one came? And also, why go all the way to the end and not get Tyrell?
Well,
what's up with that? Is it hard? It looks like he says Tyrell. Look, it says right there. He has the Kleinlish Reserve, House Tyrell. So what's he saying?
I think
he's
very quote unquote.
She's awake again.
She's awake.
Is one of the boys back?
No, they're not.
No, they not. They're, neither they're, one of them will be back until actually they get their first semester break, which is weeks from now.
Yes.
So I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Do you like whiskey, Calix?
Love it.
Okay. Well, maybe. Listen, do you want all this whiskey? You should contact Owen because he can't get rid of it. He can't get it off
I
of his.
I don't want it if it doesn't have Tyrell.
But you know, well, I think she's right. He probably drank that one.
Now in the picture, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bottles.
Right, and
one of them is black.
Black
as night.
And doesn't look at all like the other ones. Doesn't look like whiskey. It looks like a bottle of wine.
And that's the Oban. That's the Night's Watch.
How do you know? I zoomed in.
I did the thing where you do the opposite of a pinch.
Right.
And
which one's the Oban?
The Oban is
the
Night's Watch, why it's black.
Oh, that's why it's black, yes. Well, that's kind of fun.
So he has 7. He says minus Tyrell, but then he lists Tyrell.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. Here's what I think.
Okay.
This is my theory.
Okay.
Now, when I was young, there was something called the Pepsi Challenge.
Oh, I think I remember this.
And if you saved the bottle caps from Pepsi Cola.
Okay.
They had a letter underneath the cap.
Oh.
And if you spelled out the word challenge, you would win a big prize.
Well, that's exciting.
Very exciting, especially to a child.
As a kid. Oh, come on.
The World of Wonder, Willy Wonka and such.
Yes, yes.
And I remember trying to get that challenge spelled out, and it was the A was the hardest letter to find.
Oh.
So many E's,
so many
L's, N's,
sure,
G's,
sure.
C's, H's, everything but the A. And I wonder if the bottle that he's missing, which is not Tyrell because we see that he has
correct.
It, if he just couldn't get it and he just, like I did, gave up.
Oh.
And said, I don't want to look at these anymore. It sickens me.
Oh,
that's
is that how
I felt.
You felt?
I felt,
oh, Bert,
I, felt like- I felt betrayed by corporations for the first time.
Well, that was a good early time to learn it. That
it
they're just going to
yes,
let you
it
down.
Yes, it was. And
yeah,
I'm grateful to Pepsi for showing me how the world works.
That, absolutely. Well, then this just makes this all the more sad to me. I mean, I do hope that Owen's okay.
I hope so too. He doesn't seem to be saying that he's selling them.
No.
He doesn't list a price.
I'm telling you, Bert, I think this is a cry for help.
Like he wants someone to help him with that?
Help
me drink these.
No, help me with my life is what I'm getting.
Take these off my hands.
I mean, that's not I have a full set. It's not even, you're right. He doesn't even sound like he's getting rid of them. It's like a brag, but a sad brag.
He's just saying,
I have them. You know, you're right. We're the ones who inferred that he was trying to get rid of them because that's what you normally do on this app. But he's just telling us.
It's not that much different from our friend Calix.
No, replace the pillows with whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is it the semester break?
It is not. No, it is not.
Is it what?
It's still today.
The semester break.
It's still the same
day. It's not semester break.
You have not hibernated.
And you know what? I think it's time to wrap up. And I think it's time maybe for you to head home, Calix, to your partner.
All right. Well, I guess call me a black car.
What? You mean like an Uber?
Or? No, I mean like a nice black car.
How did you get here?
I had a black car bring me.
Well,
what about that one? Where'd that one go?
I'm not going to pay for my way home.
Oh, I guess we didn't think about that. I mean, perhaps there should be a budget worked in, I guess, to transport people here. I just thought everyone would drive themselves.
They have, or they've walked over.
Or biked.
No.
I like to lie
in the back with a few pillows.
Okay. Well,
maybe Doug could give her a lift.
Calix, I do see you're trying to take my couch pillow, but I do need that.
Why do you think that?
Well, because it's under your shirt.
Well,
and it's very obvious.
Most of it's actually
not under your shirt.
Ever heard of fat shaming?
Okay. We're done here.
That's all the time we have for this week's edition of The Neighborhood Listen. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
And goodbye.